Justin, congratulations. You moved up to second on the career scoring list after today. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. But I can do it on my team. They give me the ball and stuff like that. So it feels good, but we still have a lot of team goals that we have to accomplish this year.
What are some of those team goals for you guys?
To win the conference and go as far as you can in the NCAA tournament.
Justin, just looking at the first half there, it kind of got tight here at the end, but you seem like you guys really started to assert yourselves there at the end of the first half. What was it that you guys were able to get? You got down deep and we were able to kick it off with some outside shots.
We play better defense, so we were able to get the ball back on offense, but just rebounding and playing D.
And then, just looking forward to next week, you got the big matchup against Grand Valley State. You guys, 1-2 in the North Division. Just how big of a game is that going to be for this whole season?
It's a big game. We're just going to start preparing for them this week. And we just don't want to overlook teams coming into Grand Valley. I mean, it's just another team that we have to go there to play.
Obviously, defenses are focused on trying to stop you, and just watching today, Northern, I don't want to say they're a cheap shot, but they're very physical with you. How do you keep your emotions under control and not retaliate or anything like that, just keep a level head?
Just knowing that you got to try to stand the game for the team. I mean, it would be stupid to pick up, get ejected or something, get technical or something stupid, so just knowing that you got to stay in the game.
Do you get frustrated out there?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely frustrating. You can't say being, mugged sometimes doesn't get you frustrated, but like I said, you just got to try to stay in there and take it.
Coach Song, he gets a lot of attention and a lot, he's moving up the, scoring list as we started. But you got a pretty darn good team here, and I don't think a lot of people realize that you guys are, 9-2 in the league now. What's been the big reason for you guys' success?
We've had good senior leadership all the way through. I think Justin, but guys like Lou and Darian Gay, Matt DeHart have all really stepped up, and they're committed to getting it done. So, I think you have that experience. These guys have been through a lot of battles. Give today, we certainly did not play our best. We certainly did not shoot the ball very well and made some bad errors. But in the same breath, it's pretty good when you can shoot 36% and not shoot the ball well from two, shoot 20% from two and still, be able to win the game, which is good. But, I think everybody in that locker room realizes that from here on out, the easy games are done. We've been fortunate. We're 9-2, which is great, but we have not played many of the really upper echelon teams. So we have to really focus in and getting way better.
Yeah, and then, Coach, you guys got to the free throw line a lot. Didn't really shoot all the three throw line, but how happy were you to see that, you guys were at least, getting in there, forcing contact, getting some fouls?
Well, Justin went there a lot, and you're right, they did hack him a lot. It was kind of a tale of two halves. They certainly decided they were going to call more fouls in the second half. That unfortunately is going to happen. It kind of makes it for a long game. But again, I think that's some teams' options. That I think the only thing they feel they can guard Justin is by just fouling every possession. So and the thing today is most officials, to the officials' credit, most of them just stopped calling it. Whereas today, they just continually called it. So that makes a world of difference.
You said about focusing, getting better if you get the upper echelon teams. Where do you got to get better at?
Well, I think to today, I thought, overall, our defensive effort has been pretty good. I think they talk about the difference from last year's team to this year's team. We defend way better. The day was adequate at times, not great, but we got to be way crisper on the offensive end. I thought today we just didn't move the ball and didn't go where we had to go as much as I had to. So but that's a good thing. We got a week to work on some things.
And then looking forward to the matchup next weekend. Is this where you envisioned where you guys would be, you know, when this game came about? They, you know, 1-3-1 showdown, and you'd have Ferris, Grand Valley battling for the top spot in the division.
Well, it's nice, yeah. We certainly hope there. We probably would prefer not to be 9-2. We'd probably prefer to be 11-0, but obviously, you know, that's kind of part of the gig. So, you know, I mean, it's great to be playing Grand Valley. You know, I mean, it's one game and nine that we have left. You know, I mean, we certainly, I know we'll be focused. We just got to do a better job of execution.
Do you feel like your team's flying under the radar a bit?
I don't know. I mean, we've certainly got plenty of acclaim. The GLIAC is about as good as it's been. I mean, this is in the 9 years I've been here. I think there's more good teams. That's for sure. You know, and we got four teams ranked nationally right now. So, but right now. You know, well, those four teams all have better records than we do. So, if you're going to talk record-wise, we're the sixth best team, the fifth best team. So, you know, we got to keep on. The proving ground really starts here and here on out, to tell you the truth.